1 year behind you, and now what?
A good question. We move on. We go forward. We continue get better. Listen, at 1 year, 12 months, you know, 52 weeks, however you want to slice this, it's a very, very long time. Unfortunately, in jiu-jitsu years, if you look at this as a lifestyle, it's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, right? So often I think when we look at jiu-jitsu from a time perspective, we get sucked into this vortex of how much longer? Are we there yet? And that often sets us in a disadvantage. We get impatient and we look at the situation, you know, from a goal perspective. Have I achieved? Am I good enough? You know, instead of focusing on our progression. But for a moment, let's take this 12-month period as an anchor point, as a point of celebration. We've been training for that amount of time, for 1 year, and let's see what would be the common things that one should be looking at as part of that journey. After 12 months, in my opinion, you should have a solid understanding of basics, solid understanding of the core of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. You should be very familiar with escapes and the defense strategies. You probably should be familiar with some basic attacks, basic submissions. But more than anything, your comfort level should be pretty strong. After 12 months, you are creeping up to the blue belt, or perhaps you just got it, or maybe it's right around the corner. It's somewhere there. The blue belt comes anywhere between year and a half, sometimes 2 years, depending on the academy and depending on the amount of training that you're putting in. But in either case, after 12 months of consistent training, you should have a solid understanding of basics. You have solid understanding of mechanics. You have some submissions. You have some attacks. But mostly, you should feel very, very comfortable in these uncomfortable positions. So, having a larger understanding of the fact that, you know, life sucks on the bottom. You know, it is what it is. But also, not only that, how can we remove that quote-unquote suckiness out of the situation? Frames, how we move our hips, how we create space, how we control the distance. And from there, we can start slowly exploring how we escape, how we maneuver through our through these situations. How do we become effective with protecting ourselves? I think that could be a very, very goal, very good goal for the individuals within that 12-month mark. Because next 12 months, you know, we'll be focusing on a little bit more depth, advanced things, continue the defending and escaping process, and not allowing my partner to pass my guard, you know, knowing how to pass efficiently, and really closing the gap between the partners that have been training in that blue belt range with the partners who are just creeping up to that blue belt, right? So the deeper understanding, just dipping a little bit deeper into that blue belt is going to be very, very important as that second 12 months begins or it's unfolding for you. So as always, if you have more questions specifically on that, make sure you drop me a line on Instagram. Find me on Instagram. I'm always active and I'm always happy to answer any questions you might have. Or simply just leave it in comments right there. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.